2002 was a very good year for Julianne Moore, with rave reviews for leading roles in two films that are already generating Oscar buzz. In Far From Heaven, Julianne Moore assumes the role of Kathy Whittaker, a 1950s suburban housewife whose world unravels when she discovers her husband in the arms of another man, and subsequently develops a deepening friendship with the family gardener, who happens to be Black. Moore also plays a tormented 50s suburban housewife in a second film, which opens today, called The Hours, based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Michael Cunningham. She plays Laura Brown, a deeply depressed California homemaker quietly suffocating in a post-war suburban world. Moore said she was drawn to the role of Laura Brown because of the character's troubled and yet touching relationship with her young son.
You know, I have two little kids. At the time, I'd only have one, a little boy. And he was about the age of the little boy in the book. But what I thought it illuminated so beautifully, so successfully, was the nature of the relationship between a mother and a child, how intimate it is, and how sometimes peculiarly nonverbal it is, you know, in the sense that they can sense what's going on with you, even in a kind of a pre-language place. And their knowledge of each other, I think, moved me tremendously. The fact that her depression was affecting him so dramatically, and that she knew that he knew so much about her, and still couldn't, you know, and still felt that she couldn't parent properly. I mean, all that was so complicated, I thought, and so very sad.
He watches his mother as she moves around the house.
Yeah,
and they don't talk to each other, but they are communicating.
Mm-hmm.
And in the film, there's actually very little dialogue.
You know, I didn't realize, actually, that I didn't have anything to say until I got there. Because to me, you know, when I read it, I feel like there's an awful lot going on because there's so much going on in her head, in their heads. And it wouldn't be sometimes until the night before that I would look at my script and think, all I say today is, you know, hey, let's go make a cake. And so when you get there, yeah, it is challenging because you have to find a way to communicate the complexity of what she's feeling, the depth of her unhappiness, and her very valiant attempts at staying alive and focused and present. You know, that notion that to make a cake is so extremely effortful seems alien to those of us who, say, aren't depressed. But for a depressed person, for somebody who's really seriously struggling, you know, it could be an incredibly difficult thing.
Okay. Now, The next thing I'm going to show you is we measure out the cups.
Mommy, it isn't that difficult.
No, I know it isn't difficult. It's just that I just want to do this for Daddy.
Because it's his birthday?
That's right. We're baking the cake to show him that we love him.
Otherwise, he won't know we love him.
That's right.
I don't want to give too much away, but this movie is very much about choices and the consequences of those choices, right, even when, or I guess especially when, people do the opposite of what is expected of them.
Yeah, yeah. You know, there's a wonderful line at the end, what Virginia says. She says, she talks about looking at life and seeing it for what it is and loving it for what it is. You know, our lives are not about things that are always beautiful or positive or happy, or, you know, our lives are difficult and sad and confusing, you know. There are many, many things that comprise our lives, but to look at it, to know what it is, to celebrate it, to kind of embrace it, to feel it, you know, that's what's important at the end of all that. It doesn't have to be picture perfect. It's not rosy. Just the idea that we have so much sensation, that's a possibility for us, I think, is a cause for, you know, great joy.
Now, you have two big films this winter, The Hours and Far From Heaven.
Yeah.
And in that film, the character also lives in the 50s.
Yeah.
And that film is also in many ways about choices.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a very different kind of film because it's not a movie. You know, people always ask me to talk about the 50s when I talk about Far From Heaven. I always say it's not a movie about the 1950s. It is a film made in the style of the films, the 1950s. And so Todd Haynes, you know, he takes these storylines that were marginal in 50s films of you know, these characters, like the homosexual character, the African-American character, and he moves them center stage. But instead of seeing how these characters as men, how their lives are affected, he takes these characters and has the story focus on how it affects this central female character. And so where you see how divisive the world is in terms of socioeconomic status and race and sexuality and class and all that, you see all those divisions. Ultimately, Todd says, at the beginning of our lives, we're divided into two groups, male and female. So, you know, you see how it all affects this woman.
You strike up a friendship with someone who works for you in the film, who happens to be black.
Yeah.
And this is at a time in society where there wasn't a lot of dialogue or interplay or communication that didn't involve sort of an employer talking to an employee or vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
So was it difficult to get into character and sort of remind yourself of the period that you were in those scenes with Dennis Haysbert?
Todd said a wonderful thing in a press conference that we did, that this particular kind of acting, the style of these melodramas, is almost part of our emotional language. You know, if you grow up in the United States, you kind of can't avoid seeing these movies every Saturday afternoon, you know, or they used to be on, like, the Million Dollar Movie and that kind of thing. So you can almost hear the cadence of the speech, that very particular kind of language in your head. So it's sort of something that's very, very comfortable, you know, very easy to do. I mean, the thing that I loved about it is that you have this incredibly stylized language, but it's filled to the top with emotion. It's almost like the emotion is on top of the language. There's virtually no subtext.
Could this possibly... Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you found it.
Yeah, I found it hanging off one of the birches out back.
It was so windy. I was going back into the house and it just sailed off my neck.
Well, I had a feeling it might be yours.
Now, who else could have been so absent-minded?
No, it was the color. Just seemed right.
Thank you, Mr. Deegan, for finding it.
Please, call me Raymond.
Thank you, Raymond.
I think we all really enjoyed it because there was sort of a purity to the style that you weren't sort of like, I don't know, like shuffling around in naturalism or something. It really was this very articulated style.
There also seemed to be sort of grand gestures and body language.
Yeah.
When they showed anguish, you know, the whole body showed anguish. Even in the music and the way that women walk in those high heels and those full skirts. That must have been sort of fun to let yourself go in that way.
It was. It was truly wonderful. And, you know, this is a period also that was somewhat pre-psychological. So you're not talking about people who are sitting there thinking, I'm this way because my society says I should be this way, or my mother did this to me or whatever. You know, these people are struggling with the articulation of desire, or even the discovery that they desire something that they had no knowledge of, you know? I mean, everyone, there's a kind of an awakening that happens to all these characters that was really very exciting and interesting to perform. You know, there's a naivete to Kathy that I sort of loved because she really does discover who she is, what she's capable of through the film.
Julianne Moore, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Julianne Moore, she stars in two films this December, Far From Heaven and The Hours, which opens today.